Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone.
Man.
I know that you're here to get information, and we're here to share information. I appreciate that everybody's time is valuable, and so we'd like to get started. And I'm going to allow the two legislators who came to the office to have a conversation about this. Welcome you all.
All right, so good evening, everybody. My name is Chris McKimmy. I'm the third district legislator. I have the higher numbered streets in LaSalle and half of the town of Niagara. I'd just like to thank everybody for coming here tonight. I've only been in office for 9 months, but I can tell you that rodent issues in people's neighborhoods were one of the number one complaints that I hear about regularly, you know, still today. So I've had conversations with my colleagues in the legislature, city officials, other government and city stakeholders, and you know, we thought that this forum where we could hear from the people who live through this every day, what they're experiencing, what they're seeing, and what they see is a path moving forward. So once again, I thank you all for coming. With me today is Chris Foccio, one of my colleagues in the Niagara County Legislature. We have representatives from the Niagara County Health Department, including Director Dan Stapleton, and obviously the mayor of the city of Niagara Falls. So without further ado, we're going to turn it over to the Health Department, and they're going to talk about some of the historical data that we have about this issue and how many years this has been going on, and then some of the things that homeowners can do also to help mitigate rodent issues. Thank you. Dan?
Okay. We're not big on visuals, but I want to have a little something to kind of guide our discussion. Chris mentioned, I'm Dan Stable, and I'm the Public Health Director for Niagara County.
Dan, I think that mic comes loose from the...
Yeah. Okay, great. I've been with... Can you hear me? Okay. I've been with the department for 27 years. I've dealt with rat issues in every major part of Niagara County. You've had some major issues in Niagara Falls. We dealt with the issue not that many years ago, really, when you think about it, and that was a big problem. So we're here to talk to you a little bit about what we found. I have some of my staff here with me. Mitch Tomtition is the person who leads our Healthy Neighborhoods program. Maybe he's been in some of your neighborhoods. And also I have Paul Dickey, who's the Director of Environmental Health. We're here to tell you what we heard when we went door to door in your neighborhood. That's why we're here. I've known about LaSalle my entire life. My mom and dad got married at Prince of Peace. My mother lived for 30 years on Military Road, not far from Prince of Peace, so I know this neighborhood. People are proud in this neighborhood. The people who probably are causing this problem are not in this room right now. Right? You're here because you got problems that you didn't bring upon yourself. But what I'm going to do is tell you some of the things we heard from actual residents. We had this recorded. And also some of the numbers we found when we went door to door. What we do in public health is health education. That's what we do. We do it every single day. 100 staff members, everyone, including myself, gentleman behind me, we do public health and health education every day. But Mitch Tomtition, right behind me, his staff go into throughout the neighborhoods every single day. We respond to concerns about rat problems, and we hear about those. The one thing we do in the health department, if you drink the water, you breathe the air, you eat in a restaurant, we have an impact on your quality of life. And that's the number one reason we're here today. So I have a couple little points here. Like I said, we're big on prevention. So that's what we like in the health department. So, you know, there's not one thing that's going to fix this. Life is never that simple. There's a number of things that can be done. I think part of the problem is maybe some people in your neighborhood don't care about how their house looks. I've lived in neighborhoods where I've had to look at a really horrible looking house right across the street, and I make sure my house was not like that. And you do probably do the same thing. So what we're going to be doing is talking to you and a lot of your neighbors about what can be done. The very first thing I'm going to talk about is mitigation efforts. When we had this problem, 69th Street, many years ago, there was a big sewer that was dug up on Buffalo Avenue. And the rats left their home, left their habitat. That's where they lived. But to do a project correctly, and I'm talking whether it's a really large scale project or whether it's a house that needs to be torn down, you do mitigation efforts for the rats right away. That's the first thing you do. You spend a few weeks, you poison it, and you make sure that they don't go into the neighborhoods. And that, you know, that hasn't been done. The most recent project, that wasn't done. Big coincidence that they rip it up and then you start having rats in your neighborhood? Is that shocking to you? So I've talked to the mayor, the legislators here, about what some of the things that can be done to stop that from going into the neighborhoods. That's poisoning the rats. Killing the rats so they don't go into your neighborhood. That's what we have to do. That's the first thing. It's a big part of the problem. You know, I'm going to go over these other things. Once again, I want to make sure you understand that these are the things everybody has to do. And I, like I said, probably most of you do this, but maybe other people don't. You see a boarded up house, you see grass this tall, are you really surprised when you have rats in the area, they have a place to eat, live. So what we do is also we look at environmental efforts. There's two efforts, mitigation efforts and then the environmental health. The first one we look at is the grass. I've had people who left their house and the grass was in high and I had to cut it myself. I saw mice in my neighborhood, North Tonawanda. So that's one of the things that needs to be done is people, and I'm preaching to the choir, make sure that the area is clean. Now that's not on the health department, that's going to be on code enforcement, it's going to handle those types of things. But you got to make sure when your grass is that tall, you're going to have mice, rats. I have raccoons in my neighborhood. You know, that's what you're going to have if the shrubs aren't clean, the grass isn't cut, and so on.
Dan?
Yes.
Folks, you know that there's a process. Dan was talking about high grass, and I know that we have an awful lot of those issues in many areas. And primarily, the clean team at the Department of Public Works will handle that. And how it gets handled is once the complaint comes in, it goes over to the Department of Public Works. They send out the team, and they cite the property. Now, we have to give the property owner 96 hours, 4 days, to do it on their own. If they don't, then we will cut it, and we will then bill the property owner. So I think one of the things that, and Dan may not, obviously, he's not sitting with me in City Hall. There's a process with all of these things that's probably not very fulfilling. It certainly isn't fulfilling for me. When you have to take a property that is otherwise difficult, as Dan has described, and have to cite it and bring it to housing court. I wish I had the authority that so many of you wish I had, and that is to walk up to a property, see that it's lousy, and fine or do something to the property owner. But we don't have that authority. We go through a process. And some of what you can do to help, and I know Dan will cover this, whether I'm having dinner, going to a show, doing something in this city, invariably, someone will come up to me and start a conversation like this. I don't mean to bother you, but. Now, I'm going to tell you something. My response to them is always the same. You're not bothering me. Because we can't be everywhere. I have responsible employees that do their best to do their job. But look at all the eyes that are in this room. You're going to see things that might not otherwise be immediately on the radar screen. So you need to tell us that stuff. Some of you have taken advantage of the 311 process. Now the 311 program is an opportunity for you to get your complaint in there quickly, and then it goes through a cycle. Obviously, the correct department gets it, and then action is taken. So I just want you to understand that as Dan walks through these things, he's going to give you some great pointers. But in some of the things that happen within the apparatus of local government, there are notice requirements and timing requirements to do some of these things. So I didn't mean to interrupt Dan because you were on a roll, but I just want to make sure that folks had it.
Wait, are we able to ask questions or do you want us to wait?
Just hold.
Okay.
Thank you, Mayor. I never lose my roll. I'm right on the roll. maybe people don't know this. Rats eat dog feces. So if you have a house that isn't cleaning up the dog feces, that's a smorgasbord for those animals. We had a dog, we lost a dog a couple years ago, but we made sure that we cleaned up after the dog, because otherwise you're gonna get, I'm surrounded by fields. I'm gonna have all sorts of animals if I don't clean up that. So you gotta make sure you do that. The people, bird feeders. I got five bird feeders in my yard. Now, one of them's close to my house, but I got to clean up around those on a weekly basis. I love feeding the birds, but I got to get rid of a source of food. Also, don't feed your pets outdoors. You feed your pets outdoors, you leave the dish, some animals attract to the smell, it takes a little bit, and then you have a raccoon that's going to come to your house almost every day. So you need to do that. Don't feed the animals in the neighborhood. I know there's a lot of animal lovers, and they want to feed those animals. Those animals attract other animals, and that's something you don't want. They attract rats even quicker than they do other animals. Trash in cans. I know the city administrator, Niagara Falls, Tony, and I talked recently. I went through a tour of a lot of neighborhoods, especially when they had a problem not too long ago, and I find garbage cans with a bag of garbage on top of an empty garbage can. Multiple times. Ripped open, and there's an empty garbage can right next to it. So, it's like I'm preaching to the choir, but those are the kind of things we see with our eyes, and that's a great way to feed animals. We'll do that. So, main thing, I want to get a point, multiple-pronged approach. Not going to be one thing that we're going to be able to do. It's going to be take a lot of different, actions. But I also want to tell you, Mitch Tontips is going to talk now from our Healthy Neighbors program a little bit about what he did in your neighborhood to get information on what are we looking at, how many rats, how many neighbors have seen it, and so on. So I'm going to hand it over to Mitch Tontips.
What about Covanta?
We're going to take questions at the end, sir.
And before I give this over to Mitch, I had the opportunity on the 10th of June to receive a whole host of letters from concerned residents about what effect, if any, Covanta, now ReWorld, has on this problem. I took those letters and I sent them to the Department of Environmental Conservation. On July 10th, they responded to me, and they indicated, and I've given a copy of this letter to the two legislators. They indicated in the letter that they walk the site daily. So they're daily at the ReWorld site, and it's been utilizing a vector pest contractor for years that visits the site twice a week to inspect and maintain bait stations and traps and address any potential nuisance issues that may arise on site. So the long and the short of it is that based upon the Department of Environmental Conservation's investigation and continued monitoring, their determination and response to me was that ReWorld Niagara, Covanta, is not the generator of the issues that you're all having here. Okay, folks,
listen, folks, this
they call in trains of garbage.
If we want this meeting to continue, we've got to be civil. We've got to be civil, and you've got to be civil. And I know you're all a law-abiding citizen to do the right things. And if we can be civil, this meeting will continue.
My mother's called about tall grass for months. You know why she doesn't get no help? Because the city doesn't have anybody to bill.
Can you do it, sir? Can we be civil on this?
I appreciate your frustration, and I recognize that there are elements of service that you would like to have done more rapidly. And I'm not going to deny the fact that there are certain things that we all wish could happen a lot more quickly. The long and the short of it is, I haven't inspected ReWorld. None of the other folks that are up here have inspected ReWorld. And when I brought to the attention of the Department of Environmental Conservation, they're the people who I would expect to have a determination on whether or not there was something that that company was doing. So I can only rely on what they tell me. Now, I can look them in the face and say, you're full of wind. It still doesn't change the fact that their position is that it isn't that space. Now, what I can tell you, and this is all speculation, could it be that, just as Dan talked about the 69th Street sewer issue being a generator that ultimately caused problems, could it be that that plant was a generator and then we have other issues that Dan's described that has caused these pests to proliferate and move on? That's all possible, but that's all conjecture. I can't tell you that I know that because I have evidence or proof of it. And so what I guess what I wanted to share tonight, and I think what we wanted to share tonight, are the facts that we have, the things that we think can help in terms of mitigation, because like you, I don't think, and this problem, while we're here tonight talking about the issues in your neighborhood, it isn't localized. I mean, this is a problem that exists in many areas, and it exists in many areas for some of the reasons that Dan has already described for us. So I wanted to address the Covanta issue. I know it may not be as digestible as you would like it to be, but now I'm going to turn it over to Mitch to talk to you about a few more items.
Thank you. Back in early May, I spoke with Legislator McKimmy. He made me aware of the situation in the given neighborhood. So what we did is he got a list of addresses for us. I took a visual tour of the neighborhood, put together with my technicians a survey and some educational materials. We went door to door through the neighborhoods. If you weren't home in that neighborhood, we left the materials with a QR code so you could complete.
We're not going to get through the meeting if we keep interrupting.
Of course.
We have the library's not even open tonight. They opened for us to be here. So we need to respect everyone's time. And I'm sure people.
Directly affects you and your district, and you put those letters out to just your district.
This is
and
our
you
library.
Did not put it into the 56 so, to 69
to respect us.
My dog died, and the Niagara County Health Department has yet to speak to me about it.
Okay.
You can't think that I'm going to sit here and be calm about it. You put those letters out to your district and your district only. So if you think
well, Stephanie, if I may, Chris, if I may.
Okay.
Folks, listen. First of all, I've had a couple of people reach out to me and say, are we going to be able to speak? The answer is yes. I'm going to go to each of you who want to speak when we get through this. But we're going to get through.
I'm just offering a solution. For the sake of time, maybe we skip all the common sense.
Yes.
But here's the problem.
My floor had to be ripped up thousands of dollars worth. I've been converting a home since 2015. So I respect all of you, and I thank all of you, especially Stephanie and Tracy. I really do. But the common sense approach is, for the sake of time, it's insulting.
Thank you.
So we brought. So I think Dan said that the people who are probably the problem, unfortunately, don't show up to meetings. We have people who've driven long distances from the county health department because they're concerned about this problem in the city. I am asking one, two, three. What are we talking? This is going to devolve quickly, and I'll tell you right now, I respect your time a lot. I want to get through this quickly, but I want this meeting to like go through the flow that we have planned. I don't want to just say, okay, we've lost control, so let's everybody have a nice night. I want this to continue. So Mitch is going to speak. Please be patient. None of us are long-winded. He's going to be brief, and then we're going to get to what you have to say, and you're going to be brief because you all respect each other's time. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. I'll get right ahead to what we found the results of the survey.
You got ranks, right?
Yes, we did. About 35% of the people that completed the survey said, yes, we have rents. 42% did not answer. 24% no presence of rents. I'm not going to go back and tell you the common sense approaches. You know those. The other thing they found, that the majority of the people and the residents take great pride in their homes. Okay? And they realize the numbers tell, yeah, that's why you're here. And the numbers reflect that. So this is what we did. We passed out educational information, and we did the survey. Again, as I stated before, you know, people who are doing the things that we talked about probably are not here.
Okay.
But you are.
Okay. Here, Mitch.
At this point, I'm going to turn it back over to Mr. McKinney.
So just to clarify, so like I said, I was elected about 9 months ago. The rat issue became very popular, and there was a construction project in a particular area where I live, yes, in LaSalle. So I reached out to the health department, and they did this survey. They went door to door, provided this educational material. Can I tell you that afterward, there was a significant decrease in rodents. Let me speak, please. So in one frame on my security cameras around my house, I would see 5 rats at a time. After the educational pieces, door-to-door activities, the survey, and the city's cooperation, the city sent out a public works crew to pick up brush, to pick up brush along the creek, cut down trees that were stacked in front of some people's houses. There was a significant decrease in rodents. So this stuff does work. Is it the only solution? Is it the only thing that we can do? No, but let us explain this to everybody in the room, because while there are some people who have been involved in this problem for 10 years or more, there are some people in this room that this is a new issue to, and they might not know this. So we need to get through the flow of the meeting so that way we can be out of here before this library closes. So, Paul?
Yep. My name is Paul Dickey. I'm the director of the Environmental Health Division with the Healthy Neighborhoods Program. And I know a lot of you know a lot about rats. You probably Googled about it, researched it. I might be telling you things you know. I think one of the surprising things people don't know is the average range of a rat from its nest, its burrow, is 25 to 100 feet. So if you're seeing rats in your property regularly, there's probably a burrow, if not on your property, the neighbor's one or two houses down that way, or one or two houses down that way. Rats don't typically go very far. They like to be close to the food sources. We went through what the food sources are. I think the one thing Dan didn't mention, and it's really important right now, it's fallen fruit. If you've got pears and apples and who knows what, and it's just on the ground, the rats are eating it.
The trees, I've seen them. It's the same trees, the stumps that they cut down, they're making nests in them. You know, all the trees that you cut down?
They'll climb the trees.
I have pictures of rat holes where they're hiding, they're making nests for the winter.
Right. And, you know, a rat burrow, it's going to have several chambers. It could be up to 18 inches deep. Might go off about 3-4 feet in any direction. It'll house a whole community. Right. They'll find food and they'll pick it up and they'll drag it and they will supply chambers of their burrows with the food. You can't leave the food out. If there's no food, the rats don't want to be in that area. They want to go someplace else where they're going to find it. So I can't stress enough the food. Where are the burrows? Sometimes they're obvious. You walk by and you see it. Sometimes it's underneath a broken slab or a concrete sidewalk or a tree stump. Usually the burrows are hidden because they like to hide. So we talk about rubbish piles. And I'm not talking about piles of garbage. I'm talking about your valuable stuff you don't want to get rid of, your plywood and your doors and your extra windows and things you're stacking in the backyard. Firewood piles. They are going underneath these piles, and that's where their entrances and exits are. Dense bushes, especially if they're against a house or a fence or a garage, that burrow is going to be underneath that dense bush. So sometimes we've got to modify what our yard looks like a little bit, maybe trimming the shrubs in a different way, maybe pulling that one out and putting something else in. Or just be very vigilant about looking where the burrows are. You know they're there somewhere, but you gotta find out where they are. And then things have to be baited. Or, you know, snap trap, there's gel baits, pellet baits, block baits, bait traps. Rodents are very intelligent and they don't always go for the bait. They're suspicious. You have to be smarter than them. Sometimes you have to bait your bait with a little peanut butter, with a little apple, with something else to give them the assurance that they want to come into your bait trap. If they smell any human scent on that bait trap, they're going to be avoiding it for quite a while. So it's not easy. This is why there's exterminator professionals that have extra tricks up their sleeve. But this is what we're up against. It's not an easy solution. If you can identify where the burrows are, it brings awareness, it brings importance, it makes people behave a little differently, a little more carefully, and maybe the change starts to come from that. But if we don't eliminate the food and find the burrows, we don't make progress.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Paul. So I just had a couple last things I wanted to talk about before we open up the Q&A type session. And you know, one of the things we talked about were construction projects and how the construction projects, if they don't do rodent baiting and rodent mitigation in advance, that those push rodents into people's neighborhoods, right? So, you know, in the area around my house, there was that construction on Military Road and Cayuga Drive, and that seemed to be the time when rodents were pushed into the neighborhood. Does anyone here live around 77th Street? Did you see an increase in rats in the last few weeks, maybe?
No.
No. Okay. Well, you know, there was just a project on 77th Street. So some people that I talked to that aren't here tonight thought that maybe that was part of the problem. So these conversations that we've had, myself, Legislator Boccio, and the mayor, you know, we've been engaged in this issue. This isn't something that we're ignoring. This isn't something that we think is no big deal. But, you know, when it comes to future construction projects and future projects like that, we've already taken steps to reach out to build teams to make sure that they're including rodent mitigation plans in their RFPs. For example, the Welch solar project that they're proposing in Love Canal. We've reached out to NYSERDA and we've reached out to the build team that if this project does happen and moves forward, they've already committed to codify in their RFP rodent mitigation plans. So, you know, we're looking to the future and making sure that this situation doesn't get worse. Secondly, I know a lot of you mentioned ReWorld or Covanta. Now, I've never spoken to anybody there myself. I've never been to their facility. But as a result of all the media attention that this forum's gotten, my staff in the legislature got an email from them, and they asked if I would read it at this forum tonight. And they said, ReWorld is proud to be a part of the Niagara community, and we deeply empathize with the concerns surrounding the rodent issue. While we are not responsible for the problem, we are fully committed to being part of the solution. We've already reached out to city and county leaders and to explore ways that we can work together to address this challenge. Our goal is to always be a good neighbor, and we believe that partnering with local officials, we can make a positive impact and support the community in finding effective solutions. So for those of you who believe ReWorld and Covanta is a part of the problem, you know, at minimum, this forum has brought them back to the table to be part of the solution, whether it's because it's their fault or whether they just want to be a good neighbor and a good community partner. So on that note, I'm going to give the microphone to Legislator Boccio, unless the mayor wants to say a last few words. And we're going to open up the Q&A session.
Okay, folks, so what this is not going to devolve into is a city council meeting. I spent 4 years on our city council, and it's a great body to serve on. And the public speakers are so informative sometimes, but sometimes we have 25 speakers come up and speak for the allotted 5 minutes, and we'd all be told that there are potholes in the city. And guess what? We all five council members know there are potholes. So everyone in this room knows there's a rat issue. Elected officials know it, and you all know it, right? So what we want to hear is from people. And when I was walking in, I was approached by someone on the staircase who had an interesting story. She showed me a photo on her cell phone, and I want to make sure she tells her story. But we want to hear from people so that when you said that's common sense, we don't want to hear someone say, oh, I've got rats in my yard. We know. That's why we're here. So what I want to see is, like, just raise your hand if you want to speak. In fact, the woman who stopped me in the staircase with the photo of your neighbor doing exactly what we're talking about, where is she? I see him. Okay. I'm going to just, if you don't mind, I'm going to start with her because she was the first to kind of grab me tonight. And I'm going to just let her tell her story, and I'll just come from behind here and speak to folks.
Oh, Rose. My name is Rose. Piles of birdseed on the ground every day, and I approached her, and she refuses to stop doing it. So now I have rats coming into my garage with the birdseed, and I have pictures of it on my phone, and she refuses to stop. What do I do?
And where are you?
So
one of the things we're not going to be able to do is solve every problem. This is to, so we as elected officials know what your issues are. You've heard from us, we want to hear from you, but the idea that each person speaks to will present a solution tonight, who, raise your hand if you think that's the best. Okay, so who's got a story that you just because you're closest? I'm gonna get to you, folks.
We all have red stories, but we need solutions like this. Yeah. People that are I live on 51st and Girard. I am surrounded by Covanta on 56. There's an elementary school, which is now two actually, and I have the Home Depot Plaza. There are dumpsters and there's food, and there's never going to be a way where I can eliminate the food. Plus, there are city apple trees are in planted across the street, so there's geese, goose poop. People who out their dogs and don't pick up after them, there's always going to be dog pee. Why don't we concentrate on stopping our population? Killing them isn't working, but they're making more babies and faster.
They're prolific breeders.
Population in this meeting alone.
Yep.
So there's contraception for, instead of killing them with poison, give them birth control. They're actually a thing. Also, there is the builder's lot. I don't know what it's called now. There's a property that's been abandoned for as long as I've been alive, and I'm 56 years old. All it has is a billboard. I have called that owner. He lives in Toronto. That place has been for sale forever. There's homeless people living in there, and they're pooping and whatever. And they're also rats running in the middle of the day, back and forth from there. So those people should be moved here.
Would you mind giving an address? Because we have people here tonight from Public Works.
I just did social, not social security.
Well, I think
every year for the last 5 years, I bag up 12 to 15 bags of leaves, and I can only put 3 out at a time. And then by the next week, rats have worked their way in and made little baby rats. And if I show the rats or the leaves into the street, they just rest in there. I literally had to replace the back seat of my car and the trunk liner of my car because rats have burrowed in from my trunk and were saying hello to me one day when I was pulling out of my car.
I don't need a microphone. You people may know me. You know there's 800-pound gorilla on the radio. And you can hear why. One of the problems we have in this city is the overgrown grass. And everybody's telling me that that's where they live. There is so much grass overgrown in my area. I live on 93rd. And there's so much grass growing along the creeks and along the Love Canal and everywhere else that they can't be cut because the city hasn't got the manpower to do it. And I don't know what the answer to it is. All I know is the grass is 4 feet tall. You can't see through it. You can't walk through it. And I'm sure it's inundated with rats. So what's the answer to it? How do we get rid of something that's been ongoing for at least a decade? That's one of the questions I have. I don't know. I don't expect an answer, but that's one of the obvious questions.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. All right, folks. Yes, ma'am.
I'm Linda Susskind. I live on Girard Avenue over away from Goodyear. I've called the city. I have pictures of garbage that's been thrown out, and it's laid there for like 2 months. This week, with this meeting, it got picked up. Behind the house across from me, I have pictures of that. I've called 5 times. City to come out. City inspector came out, nothing was done. Garbage is still there. I've also I've had 10 rats in my house. Big ones. We had to get this industrial trash. We had one, it was in my living room. I have pictures of it where it got in my scandal rolls. It ate one, took it under my husband's chair. And I have pictures of the chair with it under there. This captured the rat under his chair.
Folks, if you please let her continue, please.
Okay, it captured the rat under the chair, and it took this trap across from my living room, across my dining room, and into my kitchen, and it got trapped behind the kitchen door. And my granddaughter found it, and she screamed, there's a rat in here, and it was still alive. In this trap, my husband had to take it outside and kill it with a pickaxe.
Unbelievable.
We also have had these, all of you probably have had these bait boxes. We use these. They don't work. We also ordered this, my husband ordered this online. It's rodent repellent pouches. If you put them in, like we put them in our back hallway, they stink for a little while. They're eucalyptus and something else. But we haven't seen any rats. So these might help.
So this is called Bug MD Vamoose?
Is it animal friendly?
Yes. Because my cat and dog. Also, I want to say, we also have raccoons in the neighborhood. I have 3 skunks that live across the street. They have sprayed my dog twice. And it's horrifying. When I went down in the basement and my husband found 3 big rats laying on one of my stands, shelves. Okay? He was horrified when he saw 3 dead rats because we put poison in. We had an $18,000 job done to our basement to fix the basement for waterproofing. They ate through the walls. They ate my cement.
Okay, I'm going to get to your neighbor.
I'm Bob. I live on 56th Street between Buffalo Avenue and Stevenson. I'm on ground zero for the rats, along with some people that are in here. I've killed 17 rats in these traps. That was last year. I've killed 5 more this year. They're not in the fields. People keep on saying, cut your grass. Okay, fine, cut your grass, cut your tall grass. They're not in the fields. They're in your under your decks. They're under your driveway. They're under your sidewalks. Under your house, in your house. They're not in the grass. We have a field on 56th Street, right across from Covanta. The state owns it. It goes from 56th to where LaSalle Expressway starts, between Frontier and Stevenson. It's never cut. The rats aren't there.
Well,
look, we were told in the last time we had a meeting by the mayor that Covanta would be getting rail cars of trash from New York City to Covanta, which they are. They're covered. But we also were told that the truck traffic coming down 56th Street would be a minimal, which is not true. There are probably over 150 garbage trucks daily going down 56th Street. So either from modern or regular garbage trucks, the big 18-wheeler, from 2 o'clock in the morning till 2 o'clock in the morning the next day. It's crazy. This is, I believe, where the rats are coming from. I don't believe that the rats are coming from the rail cars because they are covered, but I do believe the rats are coming in off these garbage trucks. Now, I don't know what can be done about that, but you know, we were told that we would have minimal traffic of garbage trucks coming down the street, which we don't. It's just constantly. You know, when I play my music loud at nighttime, I'm told that by the police that I have to turn it down. But you know what? I have to listen to these trucks day after day after day after day. And the only time that they're not going down the street is on Christmas and Easter.
So, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I will say that I was on Stevenson a couple of years ago with a city administrator, and a woman who lives behind the field that you're talking about, it was where the LaSalle Expressway was at one point planned to
go. It had been cut for a long
time. She insists that it's a breeding ground for not just rats, but other critters as well.
Here and there, there's everything in there.
I'm going to look into the
Oh, I thought he was talking to me. Okay, so I understand that the Environmental Protection Agency said it's not Covanta, and maybe it's not. But the people who live near Covanta, we were the central point of this a couple of years ago. And I have talked to people who worked for Covanta, and they said the rats were so bad they were hitting them with shovels and piling them up. So people who work there are saying that it is Covanta. So we might need to look at that. One thing that I do want to say is these cans that were given to us by the city, they're horrible. The rats are eating those. I'm not worried about my neighbor and her bird feeder. My rats eat through my garbage every time I put a bag in there. They don't need birds. They're eating good.
So let's be respectful of who's speaking. I mean, it's hard to get through this unless we're going to be respectful. She's speaking at the moment.
So those who can we get metal totes? Like, I'm all about finding a solution for this, but the plastic totes are not good for us.
I think if I could just say something about the totes, because we actually had a discussion about that just this past week. We believe that because of some of the complaints that we've received and the kinds of things that you're talking about, that our totes obviously have reached their useful life. And what we need to do now is figure out how to fund getting everybody brand new ones. Well, I gotta see, I don't know if they're made in metal. And I guess the question is, first of all, we have to figure out what the cost of getting them citywide, and then the next thing we have to figure out is what configuration to help work on this problem. Okay, so I mean, it's not something we don't have on the radar screen.
So I did get a brand new tote in 2022 when I went to a city council meeting, and within 2 months they had put two holes in that tote. So I don't know, it has to be made of something better. Also, and this is more so with the new company, when they're picking up my trash is falling out and nobody's picking it up. So I don't have a problem picking it up myself, but my elderly neighbor might not be able to go back there and pick up garbage after they dump it. They're definitely not picking it up. And then they're not taking the extra bags. If we were told we could put an extra bag out, at least one every week, and they're not taking it. Now, one more thing I wanted to talk about was, I have neighbors who don't know how to use their tools. Yes. And I have called the city, and honestly, you've done a great job of showing up and cleaning up for them. Thank you. But there has to be a repercussion. If we have to pass a law, put it on the agenda, let us vote on it. Yes. Something has to happen. Yes, this is from them picking up the garbage.
Oh, that's from the people that live there that let it fall on the ground.
Well, this is one of my neighbors. This isn't the one I call about, isn't that funny? The one I call about is on the opposite street.
Oh, you can have a business.
Are you?
So that's something that has to be. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to get to Stephanie real quick. Again, let's be respectful of who's speaking in the moment. We'll be respectful when you're speaking.
Thank you, Legislator Basho. As many of you may know or may not know, my name is Stephanie, aka Fiona, for the group. I recently lost my 11-and-a-half-year-old poodle, and this is directed to you, Mr. Stapleton, because back in 2022, you gave an interview to Channel 2 News after Tracy had called, and you said, the Niagara County Health Department will not get involved unless there is disease present. My dog died from leptospirosis. That is a zoonotic disease. You have yet to reach out to me. The only thing your department did was when Legislator McKimmy called about his region, sent this gentleman out to get surveys. You never surveyed me. You never spoke to me. There is disease present. My veterinarian wrote a letter and said, this is zoonotic. If a child puts it into their mouth, they can die. Now, Legislator McKimmy, you mentioned that Covanta, now Reworld, and the only reason to rebrand a company is one, you've been purchased, or two, because you have a bad reputation. And unfortunately, Covanta, if you search them, has a very bad reputation. And if they're such great community pillars, why did they burn firefighter foam from 2017 to 2019 and release it into our air and into our water? And that's another failure of the Niagara County Health Department. You did not warn the residents. That firefighter foam can cause cancer, thyroid problems, it can cause infertility. So when you sit here and you tell me that you don't have anything, forgive me if I don't have the confidence in what you're telling me. Now, this is a serious problem, so please don't pacify me and other residents about garbage, picking up, and food. This has been going on since 2013. This city made a horrible deal with Covanta, now Real World, okay? So they brought those rats in off of those trucks, and those rats took residents in the sewers. So yes, construction can bring it up, but where did those rats come from? Did they just magically come out of the air? No. They were brought here. I am asking you why you did not reach out to me as the Niagara County Health Department. And my dog, excuse me, sorry, Chris. No, no, thank you. I do better holding it. 11.5-year-old poodle.
Bougie.
Okay? A house dog who doesn't need a leptospirosis vaccine because she's a home dog. Okay? And now this dog and my other two dogs have to take a very dangerous vaccine every year because of rats. My veterinarian doesn't recommend that vaccine because if you're not in a high-risk area. So thank you for standing up here and patronizing all of these lovely people today. But I want answers to why you've not taken any questions from me, nor when did you tell everybody about the water?
So there's no way we'll be here for this will be a 3-day symposium. If we couldn't like answer all of these, we can't do it. That's just too personal. You can reach out to Commissioner Stapleton separately. Tom will get to do it.
Thank you, Chris. My name is Tom Maranto. I live on 82nd Street right near the Pine Plaza. I started seeing stuff right after the pandemic. I've done a lot of research. It seems like a lot of the rats, when the shutdowns of the pandemic took place and restaurants were closed and businesses were closed and they used to feed on it, they've gone into the neighborhoods. Unfortunately, my neighbor is one of these guys that has a Vegas buffet for rats in their driveway, okay? I've used the 311 portal, and I want to thank DPW for this, because I think it was Tracy was her name. She came to my house. They took care of the problem next door. They got me to clean up all the trash and the junk. They had a lot of debris, a lot of metal, a lot of things that rats get underneath there. They got it out of there. Unfortunately, they're just throwing their trash bags on the driveway now, and it's still continuing. I would like to suggest that if you have these properties that show up on the 311 portal, have some kind of tracking device. Just like the guy, we all know the guy in Cuba Drive that keeps putting junk in his front yard and they're putting things up, okay? Have some kind of tracking, because people go right back to their old ways, all right? So track it, come out, inspect them once in a while, make sure they're not doing it. When I left to come to this meeting, there was 8 trash bags on their driveway, every one of them was ripped up, and they were outside playing with their kids in the driveway. So, also, if you buy poison, don't buy the cheap junk over at Home Depot. There's something called Barophylline. They sell it at Tractor Supply Store. It's the good stuff, the little brown pellets at Home Depot. That's like giving them Hershey's Kisses. Okay.
Can Thanks. We get poison?
No, that's not
good. Tom's getting a commission for that. Okay, who else? All right, so I'll just start here, and then I'll get to you folks.
I don't need that. I actually live on 76th Street. I've had rats there for years. My main concern is my daughter, who can't fit into the room. She lives on 79th Street. Next door to her on one side, she's got somebody with a bird feeder. What can you do about it? They're not illegal, right? On the other side of her, we've got Investor Service Property, who bought the property, took all the garbage from the property and put it in the 3 sheds and rented that property out. You can sit in my daughter's backyard and watch the rats go from those sheds to that bird feeder, and there's not a damn thing we can legally do about it. What can we do in that situation?
Have you, again, I don't want to go back and forth, but have you talked with your neighbor?
The neighbor can't, well, one neighbor, he enjoys his bird feeder. He's not going to change. The other neighbor doesn't own the property. He doesn't have access to the sheds.
And that was at 76?
79th Street, between Frontier and Lindbergh.
Okay, I'm going to get to you next. We're going to get to you folks.
My name is Chris Lund. I'm actually from here. I don't exactly have like a rat story. More so touching on solutions and potential solutions that have been shown to work in other cities who had huge struggles, in particular in Seattle. The poison is a problem. You know, it's not just killing rats, it's killing anything that eats a rat. That's your dogs, that's your cats. Kids can get their hands on anything that might fall out of any of those bait boxes. Children under 6, it will kill. There are 2 particular types that are found available to consumers. There's an anticoagulant and there's a neurotoxin. They're both terrible. They kill the wildlife, the natural predators, your owls, your hawks, everything that has only recently come back after the whole EV crisis.
Yes.
You know, and so there's one particular, the woman back there had touched on it. There is a rat bird control one. It's called ContraPest. It's produced by Cenestech. It's been proven to work well. There was a particular pilot study done in Seattle. They had found that the rat population decreased by 91% within 7 months of using this. A rat outside typically lives about 1 year, and yet that one rat can produce about 15,000.
Yes. I knew they were prolific. I didn't know they were that prolific.
15,000 descendants within 1 year. And so you have to get it at its source, and that is the reason. Regardless of all these problems, I mean, if you can manage to somehow magically get everybody together to actually do the right thing, great. You know, but I don't really think that's going to be super feasible. Obviously, you do what you can in the best way that you can, but there's always going to be people not listening, people not doing it. And so, you know, just these ways that, because I mean, Niagara Falls has such a long history of being poisoned. You know, like, let's not go to that again.
I'm going to get to you in a moment, ma'am. You had your hand up. Okay, so I'm going to get to her, then I'll come to you, I promise you. I will say that you've got elected officials and public appointed officials here as well. So while we're not going to respond with the solutions to this, this is very informative. We're learning a lot from you, and we'll go back and...
I just have...
Oh, of course.
First of all, you had mentioned that you did a survey with a QR code. Where exactly did you send that? Because you have residents here that never got that survey at all. So if you don't have that information, you don't know the full extent of the issue you're dealing with. Quite out of his control. You do have people who are calling and calling and calling your 311 in your other areas. I have a house right across the street that doesn't mow his lawn. You have one right next door who don't clean up after three huge dogs. So here's our issue. If we are bringing that to your attention and it goes on for years, where is the solution there? Is there something you can fix? Break through that red tape and help us out so that this doesn't continue.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Everyone got their letter about the solar thing, right?
Yeah.
We can all tell rat stories all night long, right? We all know there's an issue, we all know there's a problem, we've all seen them, that's why we're here. Number one, is there a viable solution offered to the residents? Can we start with that at a minimum? I wasn't made aware until we started seeing them on our security cameras. Can we at least start with that at a base, an informational matter to all the Seattle residents at a minimum, informative on the corrective measures that can be completed by residents, informative on corrective measures that can be completed for your neighbors, informative on those types of things, how to clean up, what to do, and informative on just the basis of the problem in and of itself, because we weren't made aware until we got a text message, and that's how it started for us. And then is there a viable solution that can be offered by the city tonight without all of us calling a rat storm?
I'll just touch on that one real quick. We've talked about this already, so that's likely going to come. The idea was to send it out with the tax bills. However, not everybody gets their tax bill to their home, so we're trying to figure out for a way for the county printing office to make a flyer and send that out to the residents in those alleys. So we're working on that. So the other piece to that is, like, if this continues, you know, maybe get some summer interns in the spring, and summer next year, door hangers on doors too.
I think that something has to go out now, at least. Yeah. Like I said, there's not even an informative ballot regarding the issue at all to make residents aware of the situation.
Right.
I wasn't aware of the situation until we started seeing them on our cameras all of a sudden.
Right.
And then we got a text from a neighbor who said, oh yeah, they're everywhere, he said. So I think at a minimum, I think a mail is going to go out regarding informing the citizens that there is a serious problem. Just you don't see it during the day.
Yeah. So that is in the works.
Okay. Folks, I'm going to get to everyone. You gotta be respectful.
Hi.
Hi, Mayor.
Where are you?
So the mayor came to my house. I have a brand new bill. My house is very expensive. I do not appreciate you guys knowing that it was a rent problem and even to send out these semi text messages to everybody and that semi quote QR reader. That was not very informative. When it's time to come down to elections, we have no problem with receiving documentation. When it comes down to us being late on our water bill, we have no problem receiving that documentation. When it comes down to us being late on our taxes, we have no problem with receiving that documentation. Why do we receive a notification in regards to this rat problem? Because I've seen a rat this morning, early this morning, and I don't like rodents. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to put my house on fire. $357,000. So I'm not trying to put out money that's not going to help my family in the long run. I made my house for longevity for my family. I don't want my kids to, and I have pets. I don't want my pets to die because I have to put some kind of chemical outside to get this matter should have been rectified. I've been in agriculture since 98. Y'all done had this rat problems before I got to agriculture. So this should have been rectified. You know you got that big old mountain with the garbage in it. That should have been rectified from there. That's where they're coming from. And like, we don't want to go back to where it was Lumpenale when the kids got affected. I have a young son, so I want my son to grow up. Like, I stayed here in Agriculture to bring back business, because I am a small business owner. This right here really gets to me. And I see that I'm the only minority in this world. And that's another thing that gets to me. Like, we gotta work this out. We should be able to, you as the mayor, should be able to supply us with funding instead of fixing these streets, because the streets didn't get fixed. So give us funding for us to go find some kind of solution that these rats can.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry,
but
I'm
trying to one of the things that I did, if you don't mind, is that other cities got rid of their rat problem.
Folks, please, I'm pleading with you.
Through dropping something that stops them from reproducing, somebody mentioned over there. That's how they got control of the rat situation, because then they, once they die, they can't reproduce or reproduce. And the other thing is, what does the city do about people who do not keep their yards up with garbage in, tons of garbage? Drive on 77th Street, there's an example, okay? It places like 100 blocks of
dust. Well, not... Well, not to.
I'm going to get to you. I promise you. Okay.
Not to, Chris, if I could.
Of course.
As I said earlier, you know, when it comes to those kinds of issues, we do react. The reaction is, if it is a code enforcement issue, there's a citation issued, and people will find themselves in court. It's never going to be fast. And I appreciate the fact that it is unfulfilling for you, and I have to tell you something, it's unfulfilling for me too. If it's an issue that has to do with high grass or rubbish, and the clean team goes out there, there's a notice for 96 hours to clean it up, or we clean it up and bill you. Now, we've done both of those things. The reality is, we've got a crew, and our crew goes out and does this. I would bet that in this room alone, each one of you might be able to contribute 5 calls to that list. Yep. Yep.
I bet you
200. Yes. But all I'm saying is this. We appreciate you letting us know because, as I said, we're not going to be everywhere. The problem is workforce is workforce. And I can only get people to do those things in the course of the schedule that they come in. So again, I appreciate that's not a very fulfilling answer, but it's honest and truthful. That's where we're at. And I want you to know we do react. The thing is, you may say, wait a minute, I haven't seen you in 45 days. What do you mean you react? That's because we're working through the 200 that have come in before it.
In the last 25 years, I've been to city council meetings, had a petition, every time in my neighborhood.
Yep.
In front of the city council, they cleaned up a house right behind. Nothing happened until I had code enforcement to close a permit on an addition to a building that I built. It was the only reason anybody showed up. Unless we should.
Mayor, are you good?
I'm all done. Thank you.
Nobody hates rats more than me. I'll tell you, I did a little research on this thing.
There are some inexpensive, safe ways to kill rats that will not be killed near your house. For example, if you mix baking soda with sugar or with cornmeal and throw it in a little box in the hole, they'll eat that. And then when they go back and drink water, it causes their stomachs to get so much gas that they die. A more better way is to take plaster and paper. But another way is to take plaster of Paris. Mix that with cornmeal or sugar or flour, something like that. And you can put a whole box, put that in there. And what that does, as soon as they hit water, drink water, their stomach freezes up and they die instantly. But they don't die near your house. Now, baking soda solution is simple, and it won't kill your pets. And it's safe to use, and it's very, very cheap. But you have to do it. We all did stuff like that. For example, I have Febreze sheets. We'll keep rodents away. They hate the smell of those things you can want. They don't like. Mint.
Folks, please let him speak.
They don't like mint. So mint keeps all the way too. I would like to see the city come up with a simple list for the citizens of simple, inexpensive things to do to help fight this is war. And to fight these creatures and get them out of our lives forever. It can be done with a simple list, a little bit of research, home remedies that won't kill the animal, that won't cause an arm to lay, and they're safe. Thank you.
I know some people are leaving, and I know we're all like, we've got other things going on, but I'm going to try to get to everybody. Just be patient. I'll speak to the devil.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.